This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
And Chad P.
She would get upset when they would put Favre on the ground. He's such a nice guy. They shouldn't be doing that to him.
Class is in.
Greetings from Happiness Central. This is emanating from about 50 miles north of New Orleans, Louisiana, the Monday after the Saints, for the first time, are going to the Super Bowl. My name is Joe Burns, and this is Rock School. Sitting to my immediate left, what's your name, kid?
Chad P.
Yeah, you have no voice left.
I don't have a voice.
I don't have very many heart muscles left that weren't affected last night. We're recording this on a Monday. It'll air on a Thursday and a Friday, and I got to tell you what, all I kept saying last night during the game is, you know, don't let the Vikings win. Let the city be happy for two more weeks. So, you know, as we say down here, bless you, boys.
Bless
thank
you.
Boys. Yeah, go on to the bowl.
Do you know what my wife kept saying?
What?
She would get upset when they would put Favre on the ground. He's such a nice guy. They shouldn't be doing that to him. I was like, oh, okay. So if I'm a linebacker heading toward him and say, like, I would tackle you, but you're such a nice man.
I'm sorry.
You can go ahead and throw that pass.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Right.
No, welcome to the game. I think defenses should have absolutely no conscience. I do. Well, welcome to Rock School, and we're going to get into a show here now. Just had to say thank you and all the joy that the Saints have brought us this season. I'd like to say it doesn't matter whether you win the Super Bowl or not. Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
I want you to win that game so bad. Remember when we did anniversary show for our second anniversary, and it was all about horns?
I do, yeah.
And I said, I don't really want to do single horn. I don't want to do saxophone because I want to do that as a secondary show somewhere else down the line.
Well, let me guess.
We're down the line.
We're doing the brass.
It is time for sax solos.
Cool.
And once again, I went to the interweb, and I pulled up some of these blogs because, I played sax in high school, but let's be honest, I wasn't very good. I could sort of fake my way through Jingle Bells during the Christmas concert, but I went to this thing, and I found all of these blogs, and they were just that. What's your favorite sax solo? Who's your favorite saxophonist? Mm-hmm. So I relied on that. Got to start off with something. Jerry Rafferty has an album called City to City from 1978. Baker Street was the first single after. It was the first single after waiting 3 years after breaking up with Steeler's Wheel, and it's called Baker Street.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The piece that that sort of eight-bar saxophone blast, was played by a guy named Raphael Ravenscroft, and it was supposed to be guitar. But the guitarist who was going to play it didn't show up. Raphael Ravenscroft happened to be in the studio, and he said, it's guitar, but I can play it just as well on a saxophone. How about we do it? And, go ahead.
Wow.
Jerry Rafferty said, go ahead and play it. It started what they called the Baker Street phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
After that came out, sax sales jumped up. People wanted to play the saxophone. The sax became cool again, and there was a noticeable increase in kids wanting to play the instrument.
Oh, that poor guitar player.
Yeah,
probably showed
bad.
Up. I had a flat tire, you guys.
Sorry. What are you going to do? So let's hear it. Let's hear the Baker Street phenomenon to kick off the sax show. Jerry Rafferty, Raphael Ravenscroft, Rock School. Well, apparently the guitarist showed up, right? There's the guitar solo right there at the end. So he showed up and, you know.
He changed his tire and he got there just
sure,
in the
got
time.
There just in time.
Right.
As I was looking through a lot of these sax solos, we're looking at the sax solo here today on Rock School. As I was looking at it, I found a lot that was, hey, did you know that this famous saxophone player was playing the solo on this song? Mm-hmm. And it was a lot of those sort of aha moments that are so much fun on, you know, Rock School shows.
Yep.
Foreigners, Urgent. You know the song Urgent off of Foreigner 4? Urgent. It's so urgent.
Okay.
Off of Foreigner 4 back in 1981, the sax solo, which really rips, is played by a guy named Autry DeWalt Mixon.
Mixon.
Any idea?
I don't know who Mixon is.
Well, you probably know him by his stage name when
What's
he
that?
Joined Motown back in the 60s.
What is it?
Junior Walker.
Yeah, it's not Junior Walker.
Yes, it is, as in Junior Walker in the All-Stars. He played a little shotgun, but here he is with Foreigner. Rock School. Yeah, that's Junior Walker. That's Junior Walker playing there with Foreigner on Urgent.
Now, what's his name?
His real name is Autry DeWalt Mixon.
How in the world do you...
It's stage name.
Okay.
It's stage name. You hear a lot of these guys that change out their stage name. Here's a guy that did not change out his stage name, but played with a lot of people. Do you know who Clarence Clemons plays with?
I don't know who he plays with, but I know him.
Clarence Clemons is the big man. His nickname is the big man. He's always stage left with the boss, Bruce Springsteen.
Okay.
See, he came up again and again and again. But here, listen, all these songs. Joe Cocker's Unchanged My Heart, he played with that.
Mm-hmm.
Logical Song by Supertramp, played with that. Aretha Franklin's 1985 hit, Freeway of Love, played with that. Jackson Brown's hit, You're a Friend of Mine, played with that. Ain't Gonna Play Sun City, played with that. His little Stevens tune. So, I mean, he's on all kinds of hits other than Bruce Springsteen.
I'm assuming that if you can master an instrument that you don't really see a whole lot, you know, if it's not a bass guitar, an organ, or a electric guitar,
right,
that you probably can turn into a consistent session musician for that instrument. Sounds like that's exactly what he did.
Yeah, he becomes sort of a hired gun all over town.
Yeah.
And it becomes something where it's kind of a nicety that's in a little Cupid doll thing that's hidden over there where people are looking at the liner notes. Oh, man, that's Clarence Clemons playing on that.
That'd be
and
cool.
Another thing I like about it, sax solos can go on and on and on. His are nice, clean, short, and they sort of show how good he is, quick and gone.
Yeah.
Because there's, you know, sometimes a Bruce Springsteen song, I know this is going to upset Bruce Springsteen fans, they can go on. Like Rosalita goes on long.
They have some length on them.
How about we do one that kind of shows off Clemons and gets up, gets out, and gets done well from Darkness on the Edge of Town, 1978. We're going to prove it all night. The big man on the big horn. Springsteen, Clarence Clemons, Rock School. Bruce Springsteen, Clarence Clemons,
the
prove it all
man.
Night.
Oh, big horn
oh,
with some big lungs.
Want some saxophone trivia?
Sure.
You know that old joke, you know, who invented the car? Bob Carr. You know? The saxophone was invented by Adolph Sax.
Cool.
I'm not kidding. 1841, wanted to create an instrument that would be the loudest of the woodwinds and the most versatile of all the brass and fill in that sort of middle ground between the two sections.
So you said you played the saxophone.
I did. I actually, when there was this little get-together where parents could bring their kids and all the instruments were laid out.
Uh-huh.
And you know what instrument I gravitated to?
The guitar.
The violin.
Oh, there you go.
And my mom went, violin? My son's going to play the violin. Come here, Joseph. Let me show you the saxophone. She really didn't like that at all. So that's how I started to play the saxophone.
The reason I'm asking you is I know that when you play a trumpet, you kind of have to press your lips together and do kind of...
Yeah, but see, a trumpet doesn't work. A trumpet has a brass fitting on it, whereas a saxophone has a reed.
Well, that's what I wanted to know. Like, what do? You just kind of put your mouth over it?
Yeah, you blow on it. You just simply make a seal all the way around on it, and you blow. And the harder you blow, the more you can, you know, make it loud or soft. And to be honest with you, it's been a long time since I've done it. My guess is I can make little more than a foghorn sound out of it now. I understand where to put my fingers, but that's really about it.
Okay.
Take my word for it. Hello, KLSU. Thanks for running the radio station.
Hello, KSCL in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Also, you can get us on iTunes. That's where all the fun is, right there at iTunes Central. And send us an email if you do listen to us. Back in a minute. Rock School. Let me give you one more little piece of information before we move on.
Sure.
Those of you who live in this area who get the Southeastern Channel on the cable system might have seen I did a little thing called The Devil in Music.
Oh, yeah, I remember
running
that.
Out there.
Yeah.
It's called The Devil's in the Lyrics. When jazz was first coming out and the saxophone was first invented into jazz, people who didn't like jazz, who thought it was the devil's music, referred to the saxophone as the devil's flute.
He plays the devil's flute.
That's right.
Smokes the devil's lettuce. Hey, can you play the saxophone if you're a smoker? Probably not, huh?
I smoked like a chimney and played the tuba.
But you said that you weren't good.
I was okay at the tuba. I was terrible at the saxophone.
How can you do that? I thought you needed good lungs.
I didn't march.
Oh.
I sat still. You know why I sat still?
No.
Because the ashtray was right there.
Oh,
okay.
Stop it.
There's this guy named Tom Cartmell. He is known as Alto Reed. That's his nickname. You'll find him in the Silver Bullet Band with one of the most beautiful saxophone pieces around. Bob Seger sings Turn the Page. Rock School. There's Bob Seger and Alto Reed. Not a bad nickname to take if you're going to play the saxophone.
Yeah, I'll do that one.
Alto is one of the types of saxophone. Then there's a tenor sax and different kinds of saxes, a baritone and all of that.
Yep.
And I've actually played just about every kind of saxophone because the band in my high school had all of them.
Mm-hmm.
They just have different size reeds, different size things you stick in your mouth. And tenor is really the one that everyone knows. It's got that little dip up there at the top just before it goes down where the keys are.
That's cool. My name's Chad Pierce. If I was going to be a famous saxophone player, you know what my stage name would be?
What would that be?
Chad Pierce? Yeah.
I would go with Silver Keys.
Why?
I don't have the slightest idea. Welcome to the bottom of the hour. My name is Joe Burns.
Chad Pierce.
There, over there. It's Silver Keys sitting right
Silver
over
Keys
there.
Silver Keys P.
At the bottom of the hour, we do something called 7 Days, 70 Seconds. This week is Monday, January 25th through Sunday, January 31st. And something that happened on these dates all week long. Chad, go.
All right. Monday, January 25th, just 10 years ago in the year 2000, Bob Dylan's mama died. Her name was Beatrice Rudman, and she was 84 years young in St. Paul, Minneapolis.
Yeah, January 26th. Happy birthday, Eddie Van Halen. But in 1956, Buddy Holly makes his first recording for the Decca label in Nashville.
20 years ago, 1990, on January 27th, as a tribute to their favorite son, the town of Gainesville, Florida, declared that day to be Tom Petty Day.
Now, Thursday, January 28th, 25 years ago in 1985, a star-studded ensemble of music artists gather at the A&M Hollywood Studios to create We Are the World.
Oh, I remember that song. Back in 96 on January 29th at the American Music Awards, Garth Brooks actually won the Favorite Overall Artist Award, but he refused to accept it, saying that Hootie and the Blowfish have done more for music this year than I have.
Oh, come on. Just take your award and go away. Saturday, January 30th, 20 years ago, Bob Dylan is given the title of Commander of the Order of Arts and Letters in France. He basically got a doctorate.
Okay.
On January 31st, that's a Sunday this year, but 10 years ago, Sean Carter, a.k.a. Jay-Z, is indicted in New York on assault charges stemming from the stabbing of a record label executive. Don't stab record label executives.
Don't stab anybody.
Well, it's record label executives specifically. That's just a tip from Chad and me.
Right.
Let's go back to the saxophone. These guys, Molly Duncan and Roger Ball, call themselves the Dundee Horns.
know, I'm really enjoying the show, and I love spotlighting the different instruments. And I started to notice some type of trend here that you do. Every now and then we'll do an artist spotlight show, and every now and then we'll do an instrument spotlight show. And
they're kind of easy to put together.
You're spreading them around. It's all good. We've done bass guitar. We're going to do drums. We've done the Hammond B3 organ.
And cowbell.
Right now, yeah, cowbell, saxophone. Yeah. One day, you're going to run out of instruments. And
no.
And you'll be able to see when we start spotlighting the kazoo and the harpsichord.
I still have violin in my little notebook of topics.
Mm-hmm.
Violin, flute.
Mm-hmm.
Sword mandrel.
There you go.
Yeah.
Tambourine.
Weird. Tambourine. Yeah. Oh, yeah. What's the other one? I can't think of the name of the sitar.
Oh, the sitar player. The penniless sitar player.
That's right.
All right.
My green tambourine. I just found it here. Here are the different kind of saxophones. The soprano. The sopranino.
Uh-huh.
That's even smaller. Alto sax. Tenor sax. That's the one most people know. Baritone sax. Bass saxophone, the contrabass saxophone, and the subcontrabass saxophone, also known as the tubax.
Tubax.
That's a saxophone.
That's what I'd play.
Yeah, that's a saxophone so big that it actually plays like a tuba.
Don't mess with that guy. He plays the tubax.
That's right. You
he
could
will
fall
swallow
into
you.
That thing. In 1971, though, Bobby Keys picked up probably a tenor saxophone because you kind of can hear it's got the lower register.
Yeah.
And they said, at this point and this point, blow a solo. And Bobby said,
okay,
I can do that. And Brown Sugar came out the other end. Stones, Rock School. Okay, we're featuring the saxophone this time around, and Chad said to me,
got
a real short one?
I said that.
Yeah, got a real short one here. You ever heard of the song Train to Nowhere?
No.
Well, a group called the Champs recorded Train to Nowhere and released it as a single, and disc jockeys went, this stinks. So they took the record and they turned it over and they went, hey.
The B-side sounds pretty good.
This ain't bad. We should play this.
What is it?
Chuck Rio played the saxophone on
Tequila.
Tequila. Rock School. You know what stinks about this show?
What?
Not the show itself, but the fact that I got
about this show. What are you talking about?
I got great stuff. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I got 9 songs left, and every single one of them should be in this show.
So our 60-minute allotted time, it stinks about the show. Are you complaining that we get 60 minutes?
Yeah, we should go fight for 90 minutes.
Okay.
I got more time left.
I got a question.
Shoot.
Okay, so you said that the A side of that record did not make it.
No, the song Train to Nowhere didn't make it. So
if I'm the record rep for that group, and I call up you as the station PD, and I
you
say,
mean
hey.
When I was programming?
Right.
Yeah.
And I say, hey, Joe, Chad here, what do you think about that Train to Nowhere single? And you say,
I think it stinks.
Yeah, it's going nowhere, but we're playing Tequila all over the place.
Yeah.
Would I just be like, oh, okay, yeah, as long as you're playing something by my guys, that's fine. Take off. Would I fight for it or just go with the flow?
It all depends on how it was happening across the United States.
Okay.
If I was the only people doing it, you might try to warn me off of it.
Okay.
But if it's literally happening organically, you would have kept me going on it. It happened a lot. I hate to say that it was not a rare thing.
Uh-huh.
But if a radio station like Frank Zappa's Joe's Garage, that was never released as a single.
Mm-hmm.
A disc jockey took the album version and remixed it, and that's how it became a single.
Oh.
A disc jockey did it.
Okay.
So, you know, things that happen organically are far better than things that are put together by a record company.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So those kind of stories are really, really big. Hello, Radio Universidad Salamanca, Spain. You run this radio show, and because of that, we love you.
And we love the people in WBSD in Burlington, Wisconsin. Thank you for being part of the Rock School Radio Network.
You betcha. Back in a minute, more sax to come.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I've run all the songs that are left past my partner in crime here,
Chad
P.
What are you doing?
We're going to slow things down a little bit.
Why are you talking like that?
Because you asked for the slow song. We're going to slow things down. Michael Brecker plays the saxophone solo. Michael Brecker's won 15 Grammys for his solo work. Here's Paul Simon.
Dude.
He's still crazy after all these years, right here on the Rock School Radio program.
I met my old lover on the street last night. She seemed so glad to see me, I just smiled. And we talked about some old times, and we drank ourselves some beers.
Okay, this is Rock School.
All right. Yeah, look at you. I tell you what.
Do you like my slow music, elevator music voice?
Your broadcast partner telling you that if you keep that up, we won't get 90 minutes.
Yeah.
We'll get cut down to 30 minutes.
Yeah, we got time for one more song.
You never did talk like that, did you?
No, I got to tell you. You know where that voice comes from?
Tell me.
That's Johnny Fever. That's the voice he was doing right before WKRP went to rock and roll.
Okay.
You remember that? Here's the Mormon Tabernacle Choir singing their version of You're Having My Baby.
Okay.
One of my favorites.
All right.
You know, it's that voice out there. Let me tell you some of the ones we're not going to play on the saxophone show. Grover Washington Jr. and Bill Withers did Just the Two of Us. It's a spectacular saxophone solo. Phil Kenzie plays an alto sax on Year of the Cat by Al Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant song. Kirk Pegley plays In Excess's New Sensation. Fantastic. Lou Reed, Ronnie Ross plays on Walk on the Wild Side.
Mm-hmm.
There's a great saxophone solo by Richie Cannata inside of Billy Joel's. It's still rock and roll to me. And David Sanborn, who's just a hired gun all over the place, Young Americans. The one I wanted to end on was Steely Dan's Deacon Blues.
Oh, now wait a minute. You didn't tell me anything about wanting to end on Steely Dan.
No, but we can end on what you wanted to end on. I got no trouble with that.
But you didn't tell me that you had. Well, I wanted to end with this.
That's fine. It's no concern
you
whatsoever.
You always do this.
Pete Christlib played
that. You always do this.
Now, we're going to play one by Dick Perry, who plays on Shine On You Crazy Diamond. He's played with The Who, The Violent Femmes. He's on Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon LP. You'll hear him on Us and Them, and also the one he wants to end on, the man sitting right over there, Chad.
Mm.
He's on Money, and that's the one we're going to end on. He's also a session musician today. So that's going to wrap it up, the saxophone show, and I guess that's going to do it. My name is Joe Burns.
I'm Silver Keys Pete.
There you go. The sax show comes to an end. Class is dismissed.